All right, listen to me. We went to this conference thing yesterday, and we had a really good time. Do you know men can be goofy? How many of you know men, like your dads, can be goofy? They can be goofy. And what we don't understand is, look at this guy up here, or behind me. We're out at Bass Pro Shop, and I look up, and Brent is posing with, who was that guy, Brent?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And that's the way he acted the whole way during the conference. I never knew where he was. He was out dancing around on the stage. No, he didn't do any of that. He didn't do any of that. But one of the things I want you to understand is that laughter, always being serious all the time, is not spiritual. As a matter of fact, there's a verse that says in Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bone. Have you ever been around somebody that never is happy? Oh, my life is so bad. They never, Hannah, they never have anything fun in their life. They're always, woe is me. That's not Christianity. As a matter of fact, one of the neat things about being a Christian is that we can have fun, that we can laugh, that we can act silly and do silly things. And so I want you to understand that being serious doesn't mean that you're a good Christian. Being able to laugh and have fun does. So all men aren't serious. And I'm not that way. He was talking about Mr. Sam and I. Mr. Sam's worse than me. I looked out there and he was taking a nap on a bench. And I just went in to use the restroom. Next thing I know, he's asleep on a bench out in front of the rest stop. Crazy men in our church. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this time to be here. And help these kids to be fun. Help them to understand that when we're laughing and having a good time, it helps other people. It comforts them. And Lord, I just thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.